Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey, magic makers, another iTunes review of the week. We have it from Deb ROBR33ANT. She says, Kim is so lively and interesting to listen to. She makes healthy living easy by giving so much good quality information that is doable. There isn't a subject she doesn't explore around mind and body. Always a great listen. Oh, that's exactly why I started the podcast. And that's exactly why I continue to do the podcast. And I'm always wide open to any of you sharing any topics that you want to hear, have me get, have a guest on. You know, I wrote something 3 years ago. There's about 70 different topics and I am shockingly blowing through them all. So at any point you want to listen to something, have a guest expert, please let me know. Reach out to me on the socials. You can find it here in the show notes. And as always, thank you so much for that awesome review. Hey, magic makers, I hope you are having an amazing day. So recently I reconnected with a woman that I haven't spoken to probably in about a good 15 years. And we were talking about all the silly things we did and all the things that we got so wrapped around the axle when it came to health and fitness. You know, this is back during my competing days and I would be doing my hour of cardio. And she and I would just kibitz on the Stairmaster or the treadmill or whatever piece of equipment we were strapped to that particular day. And it was just really nice to, one, reconnect with her, but two, it was really nice to feel that I have like climbed out of that diet culture pit. And all of these podcasts that I do, I'm hoping that you're starting to see that there is another way. And, you know, and I don't want you to feel like I'm talking down to you because I was set in my ways so much that I thought I was freaking mummified, right? Changing my ways was just like trying to spin around like a tractor trailer on like a small street. I was just so stuck. So as I was kind of, you know, having the conversation with her, I was kind of flipping back through and I'm like, what are some of the things that I thought were like, this is just going to get me the biggest freaking results and I must do, and how it didn't really serve me well. So this is in no particular order. I'm just going to give you 10 things that I would go back and grab my younger self by the shoulders and be like, this doesn't freaking matter. All right. Winging. I am a recovering winger. Right? I'm raising my hand. I am a recovering winger. And I would always wonder, like, how come it didn't work out? Like, you know, especially when it came to my nutrition, I would just like throw some stuff in a bag and hope for the best. And this is when I was working crazy hours as a trainer and I hope work out for the best. And like, inevitably, my macros are a hot mess. And this is when I was tracking macros really religiously. And I always wondered why it did work out. Well, here's the simple thing. I have to plan. If I want to get to the results that I want, I have to plan. Now, I'm not asking you to have this plan where it's like there's no flexibility. And I think one of my reasons why I resisted planning my meals is I need that flexibility. Like, because sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like what I brought. Sometimes I don't feel like eating a certain thing. And if I feel like on Monday, I must have this. And on Tuesday, I must have this. And on Wednesday, I'm like, ugh, I need some flexibility in my life. And so one of the things I would go back and tell my younger self is that, yes, you can plan, but there can be flexibility built into the plan. The second thing, rest days. Oh,
I remember someone asked me, like, oh, Kim, what are your rest days? Rest days? Those are for the week.
Hey, ladies over 45. Have you been looking for the secret to lasting fat loss and boundless energy? Well, you are not alone. That is why I created the Lean After 45 Guide. This powerhouse guide is your personalized roadmap to understand the maze of metabolism shifts, muscle changes, and health fluctuations that come with age. And here's the kicker. I'm not talking about a weight loss plan because you know I don't do that. I am talking about a sustainable body-loving approach that is tailor-made for you. Gone are the days of crash diets and endless hours on the step mill. It's time to find a new way to lose fat that revolves around nourishing your body with a balanced approach to both nutrition and exercise. Imagine a life where fat loss isn't a struggle. It's just easy. It's just what you do. That's the promise of this blueprint, and it's yours for the taking. Think of this guide as your trusty sidekick on your journey to wellness. It's packed with actionable advice, practical tools, and strategies that are personalized for the lady over 45. It will give you every step along the way. So ready to rewrite your story and reclaim your life? Grab your free copy of the Lean After 45 Guide. Check the link in my show notes and enjoy.
Turns out rest days aren't for the week. Rest days are for what my body needs to rest up, you know, rest up, recover, rejuvenate, and, you know, put those days into the calendar. And, you know, today, nowadays, I have 2 rest days a week, and those are like, they're in there. Like, back in the day when I first moved to Massachusetts, you could not buy alcohol on Sundays. Yeah, that was a thing. That's how I treat my rest days. Like, you know, there was no liquor store open on a Sunday. You had to like prepare on Saturday or drive to New Hampshire in order to get liquor in Massachusetts on a Sunday. So this is the same thing. Like I treat it like liquor on Sunday. These are my days for rest. The only thing I would do is a leisure walk. I used to think that harder is better. Like, and I remember a coach of mine said this, that you can go hard, you could go long, but you can't go hard in long. You can't go hard for long. And I was like, you don't know. Of course she knew. And I burnt myself out. I just remember I would always, like, after a show, I would be so, I would like go so hard into the show with my workouts and my food that I would literally take 30 days off because I just was so freaking burnt to a crisp. And so now I chill and I ease up on the gas pedal. I know that everything is going to fall into place because back, I am also a recovering control freak, that I had to steer the ship like so hard that I had to drive each and every process. And if I wasn't working hard, I was not going to get my goals. And I literally like would push myself to the brink thinking I was going to get there faster and I was going to keep those goals. And another quote that she would say is that how you get to your goal is how you keep your goal. And the pace I was going at to get to my goal, oh Lord, hell no. If I had to go back to 2 hours a day of cardio and a 90-minute workout, I don't really understand how I found 2.5 to 3 hours a day to work out. A day. Yeah, you heard that right. Maybe a 6-day would just be like a hard cardio day. But it was literally 6 to 7 days a week. That was my schedule. So now I've been able to find my sweet spot of being able to push myself and also take it easy and listen to my body. Like on days when my body is all banged up, it's not like, shut up, you don't know. It's like, all right, my body's banged up. And maybe it's like today, even though today was supposed to be a workout day, today's a good like stretch and mobility day. Like just honor where I am. I also learned that like slow it down, you know, I take it one step at a time. You know, I remember this, they don't do these shows anymore, but I remember back in like the 90s watching, I think it was True Life. Yes, it was True Life. MTV True Life. Holla if you remember that show. So MTV True Life. And there was a show where it was like, help, I'm a teenager on a diet, you know, something dramatic like that. And the personal trainer comes up, rings the family's doorbell, and is like, hey, I'm here for Susie, and we're going to get you in shape. And I remember she would go into the, she went to the family's pantry and pulled out all the junk food, you know, the potato chips and the cookies and so forth. And the family is like, one of the kids literally got up like crying, like beet red face, tears streaming down the face. And, you know, I'm out of here. I'm like, marched out of the house and was like so pissed that they couldn't have this food. And I used to be that way. I used to be like, Monday, it's all starts and like everything has to go and only good food are in the house. And eventually, like my white knuckling would give up by like Wednesday. Maybe I could hold out by Thursday. And by that point, I was like, fuck it. I'm having what I have. And so it took me a while for this one, but to focus on one thing at a time. And, you know, recently in my Fit Girl Magic Society, we started creating my non-negotiables, right? If that is like the cornerstone of everything. If you walk away from anything from this podcast, non-negotiables, what are the 1 to 3 things that you can do that make you feel healthy, right? Because so many of us get caught up in that perfectionist trap of here's the 500 things that it's going to take to get me healthy. And if you get 499 of them done and you don't do one, you feel like you sucked. And so the biggest thing here is like focus on one thing at a time. Let the main thing be the main thing and get a couple of reps under your belt. And I use this analogy a lot. Jerry Seinfeld, when he first started being a comedian, he was like, okay, a good comedian has a catalog. I don't know if they call it a catalog, but let's call it a catalog. A good comedian has a catalog of jokes. And so he challenged himself that every single day he would sit down and he would write a joke. And he had a big calendar, like an old school calendar. And he, every day that he wrote a joke, he would put an X on the calendar. And so I want you to think about it like that. So like, as you know, you look at this calendar, you know, now today there's an app for that. But if you think about it, look at this calendar where like how many times, when you look up there, do you want multiple X's in a row? Do you want to look up at the end of the month and be like, damn, you know, maybe you only missed 2 or 3 days. Maybe you went 30 for 30, who knows? But it's like, can we pick 1 to 3 things and just do really good at that versus trying to do 50 things? Grace. I don't know how many times, and this leads into what we just talked about, giving myself grace. If I had 500 things on my list and I got to 499, I was shit because I didn't do that 500th one. And I'm human. I don't have a cape on. For those of you guys who can't see me, I know you probably think I wear one. I don't. I don't wear a cape. I probably get it caught in things or trip over it. I'm not exactly the most gracious person on the planet. But I'm human. And every single day, there's the potential of just lifing that some way it's just not going to happen. Or I'm also one of those people who I am like, I want to always go for the brass ring. Always, always, always go for the brass ring. And I remember there's a woman, Brooke Castillo. I think it's Brooke Castillo. The one thing she said, this is probably like 10 years ago, and I'm still working on it. You know, it's like, it's a work in progress, that instead of trying to like nail it and crush it, go for the B minus. And ever since she said that, it gave me permission to not always try to be that A plus, you know, kid trying to get the extra credit, right? What can we do for extra credit, right? Go for the B minus. And that has just been like a big reliever that I'm human. It has humanized me. I can't even explain how much that has humanized me, that I've kicked myself off my own self-imposed pedestal and told myself that like, hey, I can only do what I can do. And at some point, you know, every night when I'm brushing my teeth, I ask myself, did I do everything I can do? And I don't ask myself this in a beat the shit out of my way. It is like in a self-coaching hug kind of way. And 9 times out of 10, I'm like, yep, I did everything I could. If I feel like I didn't do something, it's not like, oh, Kim, you suck. It's like, all right, you know what? instead of spending an hour doing that, you know what? Could I have done it a different way? And just kind of zoom out. And, you know, a lot of coaching with a lot of different people has gotten me to this point where I can ask myself those questions without going down the rabbit hole of like, I suck. And I want you to be able to get to that. But if you're not there yet, that's where a good coach comes in. A good coach comes in and helps you to ask yourself these questions, but also ask with detachment. You know, when I ask myself that question, there's no emotion. It's like, it is like it's a light switch, right? Did I do everything I could? Yes or no? Okay. If I didn't do everything I could, is there anything I could have changed about it? Yes or no? And one of the best books that I've ever, I'm going to write myself a note here to put this in the show notes, Byron Katie. She is absolutely fabulous. And what it is, it's called The Work. And that's, and you ask yourself these really simple questions, and there's no, it's so powerful because it's very black and white. And sometimes you gotta be logical with yourself. I believe in magic, aka Fit Girl Magic Podcast. I believe in magic, but also sometimes like you have to be very black and white with yourself because I'm someone who can give myself a lot of benefit of the doubt. And this was a game changer for me to get myself out of the I'm just stuck mode. It's like, well, are you really stuck? And really kind of unpack what does that really mean for you? So this also stems into grace and perfection. I instead of try, you know, like I blah blah blah, I can speak. So when I was trying to do 500 things, I had to zoom out and say, okay, Kim, let's just be clear. You're not going to be perfect. I'm not going to get the A plus every day, but what's a B minus day? What's a C plus day? What is a C minus day? And I call it good, better, best. And I always like set myself up like, what's, you know, what is the best outcome for me? What is a better outcome for me? What's a good outcome for me? So an example of that would be workouts. I used to think I had to work out every single day. We all know that that just burnt me right down to the ground. So the best week for me is 5 days. 5 days, 30 minutes. That is the best week I got. The best week for me is 5 days a week. A better week, 4 days a week. A good week is 3 days a week. So three, four, five. Those are my numbers. If it's a week that like, and we'll talk about planning, but sometimes I got a week. There's meetings, there's clients. And I'm like, you know what? Can I squeeze in three? And 9 times out of 10, I work my schedule so that I can squeeze in three. I know not everyone has the most flexible schedule like I do, but it's like I always tell people, like, you know, that, and I know for some people, Saturday and Sunday is a no-go because of family, blah, blah, blah. I get that. But for me, that Saturday and Sunday is a go. Saturday and Sunday is something that I do plan in my workouts. And I, you know, you do you, right? I'm never going to try to have you mold your life into a way that's not going to be sustainable. And I think so many of us have spent so much time molding our life into an unsustainable pattern that we don't know how to think for ourselves, right? And we get all like in our head because we've been so brainwashed into thinking in a certain way. So that's what's good, better, best for me. Good, better, best might be different for you, but those are the three kind of tiers that allow me to get myself off the hook. The same thing comes for food. I go to a restaurant and I'm like, okay, what's the best thing I could order on the menu? What's the better option? What's a good option? And that way, even if I go to McDonald's, like, what's the best thing I could order on the menu at McDonald's? Best way at a pizza place, Chinese place, so that I never feel like it's my circumstances. I just have to just suck it up. I couldn't do my best. You know, I'm giving myself options, right? I'm seeing it through a different lens versus, you know, I just couldn't. Like I was at a pizza place, so all I could do was get the steak bomb. Like, okay, was that the best thing on the menu? And I say that not in a like judgy way. I'm just saying it is as do we just go to our default programming. And I say that because, you know, I have a client and she was starting to work a lot more in the evening. And She's like, it's so hard because, you know, I get home at like 7 o'clock at night and I just don't have the energy after putting in, you know, a long day of work. I don't have the energy to cook. And I was like, I feel that. And I said, well, can you ask your family to help you out? And she's like, my family, they would just order pizza. And I said, okay, that's fine. I said, but let me ask you this. I go, even the smallest pizza place has a salad. And that pizza place could put chicken on top. Could you have them order whatever the hell they want for pizza and make sure they get you a salad with chicken on top? And she's like, well, if the pizza's in the house, I'll have to eat the pizza. And I said, is that default programming or is it you've never tried it? And she's like, I've never tried it. And I said, have the salad. And if you still feel hungry and you want the pizza, have a bite or two of the pizza. Or have one slice of the pizza, but still have that salad. But you're like, there's no, you know, I either or. It's like, you there's and, right? It's like, you can have pizza. There's nothing wrong with pizza. Having it every night, is it going to get you to your goals? But if you tell yourself, I can't have pizza, then you're going to be in this, you're going to be thinking about pizza. And every time you turn on the TV, you're going to see a commercial for every pizza place that advertises on TV. So give yourself grace that every meal isn't going to be spot on. Give yourself grace that you don't have to just go off the deep end. There is this happy medium and it's not an overnight fix. That's the big thing that I think most of us don't take away is that it's not an overnight thing. It's practice. You know, the best way to think about practice is like, do you think, I'm not going to use Beyonce because she probably like, you know, nails the song on the first try. But American Idol, there we go. American Idol. You know how on American Idol, they come out and they sing whatever they sing. And then over the, you know, X number of weeks on American Idol, they get more polished, right? Their sound isn't as raw. Maybe their outfits are a little bit better. You know, maybe their makeup is a little bit better, but they've practiced how to be a rock star. And I want you to practice how to be a rock star. And you might show up with your, you know, janky guitar and ripped jeans and, you know, cowboy boots because you've been living in your car trying to get an American Idol. But eventually, over time, you know, with the right coaching and new tutelage, you're now like got fancy boots on and like fancy leather pants on and your guitar is so shiny, I can see my face in it. You know, so do you see, hopefully you're picking up what I am putting down. This piece right here is planning. Because I remember when I worked in corporate, I used to do meetings. And meetings require a lot of planning and like to like the nth degree. And I remember my boss would always say this to me, you know, Kim, when you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I'm like, what the fuck did I miss? Like, I've gotten it down to like, you know, 10, every 10 minutes, there's something that is happening. And he would always say it. And I would always want to put him in a headlock. I didn't, clearly, because I'm not in jail. Then this is why I work for myself, because I can only put myself in a headlock nowadays. But seriously, there has to be a game plan for the week. It saves you so much stress and hassle. And again, I don't have to, because I'm not, you know, coordinating a 3-day executive conference, I don't have to plan my day into 10-minute increments. But I do sit down every Sunday morning. I sit down and I say, okay, Kim, what does the week look like? What days am I going to work out on? What days am I, you know, what are lifting days? What are cardio days? What days am I going to go for a walk? And I sit down and I put it in a calendar. It's not fancy. It's literally like I sit down with a piece of paper and I write Sunday through Saturday and I write down the days. I take a peek at my physical calendar to be like, is there anything that would throw this week off? Great. And then now I don't do this anymore, but I used to physically put it in my calendar, because when I was personal training in person, a lot of times if you called me and said, hey, Kim, could you work out? Could you train me on Monday at 6:30? And that was when I planned to work out. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I could train you. And I would totally blow myself off. So now I physically, I used to physically put it in my calendar so I wouldn't blow myself off. So I want you to do the same thing, like physically put your workouts in your calendar. Also, when it comes to food, now I don't physically like write out a menu like I'm, you know, a restaurant, but I do say, you know, I sit down and I'm like, okay, like, what does the week look like? You know, am I going to be home? Am I traveling? Is my husband traveling? What's happening? So I know, like, how many days do I have to think about food? Lunch is pretty much the same. I either have a big ass salad every single day or I make soup. Those are my two simple things for lunch. And then my main focus becomes dinner. And I typically will do a double dinner. I will double cook. So if I cook something on Sunday, it's Monday's dinner. If I cook something on Tuesday, it's Wednesday's dinner. I cook something on Thursday, it's Friday's dinner. So it's so that I'm not in the kitchen as well as often. Some of you, you might, you know, some people, I'm not the person who you're going to see on my social media feed, the black containers with like eating the same thing over and over again. I don't do that. Like I don't have the patience to spend 2 hours in the kitchen cooking. When I do meal prep, I'm meal prepping at the same time I'm doing something else. So I will be grilling my chicken on Sunday when I'm cooking my dinner. When I run out of chicken for the week, I'm grilling while I'm making dinner. So it's not like I'm in the kitchen 400 days. And I did a whole podcast about meal planning with a great woman that I cannot think of her name right now. And I will link that in the show notes. But she gave some really good tips and she has an awesome Facebook page. So I'll just make sure I link that in the show as well. The other thing that I started to do, eat when I'm hungry. For decades, I ate by the clock, right? You know, I grew up in the bodybuilding fitness competitor world and you had to eat every 2 to 3 hours. And I ate myself into insulin resistance is pretty much what I did. So it's took a while to deprogram my body because I was like Pavlov's dog and like, you know, 7 o'clock the bell rang, 10:30 the bell rang. It was just, I just ate by that clock. So it was really starting to like really lean in and start to understand my hunger cues and kind of, excuse me, surf through the hunger versus forcing myself to eat food because I'm low on protein or I'm low in this or I'm low in that. Like, are you hungry or are you just eating? And if you're just eating, like, you know, the first step is like, are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? Are you bored? You know, before you start to dive into whatever it is that you are eating. Perfectionism, overrated. You know, I don't know how many times I hear you say, oh my God, I fell off the wagon. Did you fall off the wagon because you were trying to be perfect? And nine times out of 10, it was because you were trying to fall off the wagon. Go back to good, better, best, right? And like give good enough, like go over to good enough and give it this giant bear hug and be like, it is okay to be good enough. It is okay to be a B minus. And so every time you fall off the wagon, one, I want you to ban that word from your vocabulary, but every time you quote unquote fall off the wagon, what happened? Was it because I had a list of 500 and I only did 499? Was I trying to do it all? Like, what was it? And could there be, again, is there, ask the question, what could change, right? Instead of me trying to like do it all and like, you know, here's the best analogy for it. So how many times have you ever gone to the grocery store and you're going to the grocery store and you're buying two things? So say like, oh, I'm gonna get some eggs. I'm gonna get some creamer. And you go in there and you got your egg and creamer. You're like, I don't need a basket. I'm just getting eggs and creamer, right? And then all of a sudden you like walk up an aisle and you're like, oh, I should grab some oatmeal. Oh, I should grab this. Oh, I should grab that. So next thing you know, you're like juggling these six things that you're only coming in for two. That's the same thing as, right, I fell off the wagon. So ask yourself, was I trying to do 400 things? You know, the best thing I've ever started to do is I only write three things on my to-do list, right? You could have an active to-do list someplace else, but on my I write a list of everything I'd like to get done for the week. And then I'm like, okay, Monday, what are three things off that list? And if I get to a fourth, awesome. But if I just hit those three, you know, touchdown dance in the aisle. And lastly, I don't know if I've come all the way to 10, but I'm just going to call it lastly, keep it simple. You know, stop overcomplicating it. You know, I run a program called the Belly Fat Code, and I start like at the bare minimum. Like everyone who comes to work with me, you've dieted for your whole damn life. I'm trying to undiet you is what I'm really trying to do. And I always get the question like the first week, like how many calories, how many macros, how many. And I was like, okay, why don't we just start with the basics? Like, what are you eating? Show me what you're eating. And then we can start from there. And are you hungry? What's your energy like? What's your cravings like? What the hell makes up the calories that you're eating? Have you lost weight in the last 6 months? How do you feel about your body composition? And then we can go from there. But it's like, let's start simple. Like, let's start where we are. My favorite quote is by Arthur Ashe. Start where you are. Do what you can with what you have. So it's like, let's start with what you got. I don't want to go come in and blow up your world, because that every diet ever comes in and blows up your world. And it's just like, I don't give a shit about what you're doing right now. Do this right frickin' now. No, what's happening? Because 9 times out of 10, many of you are doing really well. You've just been eating the same shit for decades, and you've been dieting for decades, and you haven't opened up your world. And so I challenge you to open up your world. Do one thing different, right? Take a list, out of this list, pick one thing that you really shook your head at. If you're like, yeah, I never give myself grace, focus on giving yourself some damn grace for the next 30 days. Oh, I still eat by the clock. Great. Stop eating by the clock. I still think that, you know, I just said it last week. I fell off the wagon. No more falling off the wagon, right? So ask yourself, what is it can you do? And I would love for you to do me a favor, screenshot this episode and tag me on the socials. What is the one thing that you shook your head the hardest with? And just tag me and put it in your Facebook or your Instagram story. All right, Magic Maker, if this really resonated with you, you're going to screenshot that. And then I would love for you to just step up and figure something out for the next 30 days and say, this is who I am. Like, I need to, you know, keep it simple. Great. What's one simple thing you could do? I need to stop eating by the clock. Great. Let's pick one meal that we're going to focus on not eating by the clock. I need to have a rest day. Awesome. What day is going to be that rest day for you? All right, Magic Makers, you got your marching orders. I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.